Face out the system. Empower yourself. Grow food at home.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Grow Food at Home podcast. I'm your host, Jack Sandquist. We are excited to have you guys here and for you to take the journey with us. So, what do I desire most in the world, above all? Other than happiness and, you know, to be loved and to give love and all those givens, what I desire most in the world, without a doubt, has to be total food sovereignty, food freedom. You know, I think about this a lot. I'm sure some of you have thought about this as well. Although I don't think many people think about this, we're so taken care of in this society and just totally dependent on these corporations, the food system, big agro, big pharma, all these corporations. It's pretty wild. But you know, ever since I've woken up to how destructive these systems are, to the planet, I've realized the best solution, in my opinion, is to grow your own food and to grow your own medicine and to harvest your own rainwater, spring water, pretty much work towards sustainability. And my ideal future is definitely, you know, somewhere close to that. And if it is your ideal future as well, I think this podcast is perfect for you because that's what we're going to be discussing. So pretty much what exactly we're going to be discussing on the Grow Food at Home podcast is how to achieve an abundant, sustainable lifestyle. And I'm really excited about this. I think a lot of people, you know, self-development people, a lot of content out there is how to achieve an abundant lifestyle, you know, how to make 100K a month, you know, or you know, just whatever. And it's some of it's good stuff, you know, it's like really motivating and gets you kind of to where you want to be, break through, go to the next level. But I think a lot of this content, a lot of these speakers are leaving out an important aspect, which is sustainable lifestyle, you know, and I think we need it now more than ever. So we are going to be discussing that totally, really getting down to the root, like how do we achieve abundance while also keeping the planet in mind as well, you know, because if we just consume and live in this abundance and don't think about the precautions that go along with extracting all these raw materials from the earth and you know, not, you know, just depleting the soil. We're going to go on and on. We're going to, you know, cause a lot of problems for our future generations. So I think now's the time more than ever to really discuss this and to go deep. And I think, you know, it's kind of just a theory of mine. I don't know if it's the truth, but in my experience, when I've talked to a lot of these, you know, smart people and brought up, you know, how messed up it is, we're totally dependent on these grocery stores, even, and it kind of like, people don't want to go there, you know, about food miles and, you know, how we're trucking everything in from far away and how we should just localize everything and kind of going there with people. My theory is people don't really want to go there because it would if they accepted the truth, it would, and they had to change, it would, you know, change their lifestyle, change their comforts, change how we do things. And it's true. You know, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm 100%, you know, grow all my own food and forage everything and catch all my own fish and, you know, or zero waste. And because I'm not 100% any of that. And if there's any growers out there, they know how difficult it is to grow all your own food, to a subsistence farm is not easy. You know, there's so many variables, and humans eat a lot of food, basically, when it comes down to it. So I don't want to come from a place that is pretty much talking down to people. I just want to discuss truth and really, really dive deep. I think, it's important. I think, you know, if we're not getting existential, if we're not getting to the roots of the problems and creating solutions and trying to live it, you know, what are we even doing out here? So I've totally dedicated my life to growing food. And I'm really excited to kind of bring my experience to you guys, and to bring a lot of guests on to help school you guys on how to be more sustainable. Okay, before I get into our principles here at the Grow Food at Home podcast, I would like to just kind of talk to you a little bit about me, just so we could get that out of the way, so we could focus on our guests, and just kind of introduce you guys to me if you don't know me already, and see how I qualify. So anyways, you know, I grew up as a domesticated, totally oblivious kid in South Florida suburbia. I believe that I wasn't really immersed into the natural world until 2013, and I was 20 years old when I woke up, as one might put it. It was then that I decided I didn't want to work for the man, and I had to totally opt out of the system. And so I dropped out of my second year at Florida Gulf Coast University. I packed my backpack and hit the road. You know, shortly after taking the leap out of college, I started woofing, work trading on organic farms all over the world. You know, I immediately fell in love with working with the land. I double dug beds in Sweden, foraged wild mushrooms in Germany, picked olives in Italy, picked coffee beans in Hawaii, and more. You know, I'm truly blessed for all these experiences. While I was traveling and gaining experience in my future field, the food growing industry, I quickly realized how destructive agriculture really is. You know, fortunately, I learned from some amazing farmers and read dozens of books on the subject. I began to realize that there are alternative farming methods that could be used to both build soil and create abundance. You know, there's alternatives for everything. So my goal is to bring the wisdom to our culture, or should I say, bring the wisdom back to our culture, because it's been lost. So ever since I returned back to my hometown, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, in 2016 from my travels, I decided to start an edible landscaping company. Before I even knew what that was, I honestly just wanted to help everyone grow their own food. You know, food miles were going to be no more after this business took off. So 3 years later, we still have a ways to go with getting rid of the food trucking industry, but at least over 100 home vegetable gardens and countless fruit trees have been installed in my area, you know, ever since I started the business. So I'm proud of what we do. We are turning families who never worked with or understood plants at all to families with big-time green thumbs harvesting for their home-cooked dinners. You know, practical solutions to the food trucking industry. So this brings me to my newest project that I started in 2018, the Urban Abundance Farm. One of our clients donated her backyard in Jupiter for us to model a bio-intensive, beyond-organic urban farm with permaculture principles. I'm super excited about expanding this project, but to be honest, I hope this is the first of many hardcore endeavors in backyards in Florida. We need a lot more people doing this. My main goal moving forward is to literally change the way people think of outside, you know, educate people on outside, basically. I love more people to see this outside as a potential abundant paradise for all of us to enjoy. So I invite you to create models with me that inspire others to join this much needed movement. Okay, cool. Now that you know a little bit about moi, we can get into our principles here at the Grow Food at Home podcast. I have selected five main principles that I think wrap up this entire theme of phasing out the system, empowering yourself, and growing food at home. This just is the massive action behind integrating it. You know, we're all about getting after it here at the Grow Food at Home podcast. So I'm excited to introduce these five principles to you and really see how you can incorporate this into your own life. You know, it's so easy for us to take in all this content all day long, and including this podcast and just Instagram and just YouTube, man, hours and hours of YouTube, and just freaking forget it and never think about it again, or it just gets into your subconscious. Let's try to be really conscious about these. I would invite you to reflect on these five principles, you know, write them down, put them on your mirror, you know, think of your own ones, you know, this is just what I came up with, you know, so I'm really excited to introduce this to you. And yeah, I think this really helps get people there too, through the process of phasing out the system, empowering yourself, and growing food at home. So really, really exciting. Let me just run through them, and then I'll kind of discuss each one a little bit. And that's that, man. That's the first episode. So, so number one, plant daily. Love that one. Love it. That's kind of my mantra. Number two, support sustainable systems. Number three, school yourself. Number four, be solution oriented. Number five, bring the good vibes. So these are in no particular order. I think they're all as equally important. Number one is really important to me personally. Plant daily. I take this literally. I try to plant something every single day, but you don't have to. You can use this as a metaphor in life. You know, plant the areas of your life. You know, if you don't have a balcony or something, if you're in Manhattan and you can't have anything but microgreens inside or houseplants or something, that's okay. You know, we're all in different chapters of our life. It's all good. But try to use it as a metaphor. Like, you know, it's almost biblical. It says sow seeds and then you reap the harvest. You have to sow the seeds. You have to plant. So let's get really intentional about that. You know, oftentimes we kind of let life control us. Let's try to control life to the degree we can. We don't have any control at the end of the day, but let's get really conscious about where we're putting our energy. You know, where we put our focus and where we put our attention is where we put our energy. So let's tune into that a little bit. So plant daily. If you want abundance, so if you're really taking this growing food at home seriously like I am, and you want food freedom, and you want to get to that nirvana in this world where you can pick fruits off the tree, and you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful vision, and you want that, you have to plant every single day, period. I really believe that. I'm lucky that I have done this growing food at home business for a few years now, because it's really crystallized, like, these key axioms, if you will, with growing food. And one of them is, if you don't plant, you don't harvest. It's like, it's all the simple things that are just the most, like, profound and educating for me. It's so if you don't plant this, you know, I was at this farm in Tennessee, shout out Trevecca Urban Farm. And it said on the where the seeds were stored, if you're not planting, you're not farming. And that is the truth, man. If you're not planting, you're not gardening. You could look at it that way as well. So I try to plant every single day. It is the key to abundance. You know, it is by far the key to food freedom. No one's gonna plant for you. So let's get out there. Let's take some massive action and plant every single day. If I'm out of town or something, that's cool. I'll just come back and hit it even harder when I get home. So let's plant daily. Support sustainable systems, number two. This one is huge for me. I've thought about this for a long time, ever since I kind of woke up to all these corporations and just having their way. I would always think, if nobody ate at McDonald's wouldn't exist. It's that simple. We, you know, it's a free market. You know, whatever your, you know, thoughts are on capitalism or socialism, whatever your opinion is on that, the truth is we have purchasing power, all of us. So let's put our money towards systems that are sustainable and, you know, give a shit about the people. So I think there are many ways to do this. You know, let's really get tune into where we're sending our money, you know, who we're supporting. So, you know, some easy ways to do this, shop at the farmer's market, you know, buy raw milk from the guy, you know, at the edge of town who has some cows. Like, I'm so hardcore. I want to phase out grocery stores completely, just localize everything. But I know it's going to be a ways to get there. But if we all got intentional about this, it's not that far off, man. So yeah, like, you know, support the composting service in your town. There's all sorts of composting service, you know, popping up in every city. There's this one, Healthy Soil Compost, I believe, in Chicago. Amazing stuff, man. They have this, you know, this route. They go around and they pick up all the compost and they make worm castings out of it and sell the worm castings to farmers. So it's so much more conscious than just picking up trash and then sending it to the landfill and creating greenhouse gases and methane and just total mindlessness. So, you know, start composting pretty much, you know. That one's been huge for me and a lot of my clients I've introduced that to. Support sustainable systems. Every day we're making decisions. Let's tune into that. Number three, school yourself. I love this one. You know, I was not a good student. I just wasn't into it. I also wasn't very disciplined as a kid. I didn't really, you know, understand what life was all about and that responsibility and discipline equaled freedom, as my boy Jocko would say. So I didn't get a lot of those important fundamentals to life. But I also just didn't like school, I think, because it was a bunch of stuff I didn't want to learn. And it was really repressive. I was in a seat and I was told to shut up and I was told to wait my turn. And I wasn't into it. But later in my life, I learned that schooling myself is really important. You know, knowledge is power type thing. And you could really, information is so readily available today. I mean, let's really use that to our advantage. And, you know, back in the day, we couldn't just, you know, type in any question we wanted into a Google platform and just have the answer right there, pretty much. So it's amazing. Let's really, you know, go order some books on Amazon or get some ebooks and listen to them on your way to work, and learn about growing food. Learn the vocabulary of the fields you want to really immerse yourself in. Get familiar. You know, I just had some people reach out and they want to volunteer on the farm. They're really good dudes. And they're having a great time. And they're saying it's more than they even expected. You know, more than they imagined. And that means so much to me, but it's also like them, they took the initiative. I'm not going out to look for people to, you know, volunteer once a week. I'm looking for like employees and stuff for my raised garden bed business. But these people reached out and they're only doing it because they want to learn more about it. I respect that a lot, you know? And, so think about doing something like that for you, you know, getting hands-on with something like learning about. Look up workshops in your area. There's so much opportunity. It's wonderful. So school yourself. Learn about stuff you want to learn. You know, let's develop ourselves so we could be useful to others. And yeah, so that's all I'll say about schooling yourself. Number four, equally as important to all these, be solution oriented. Focus on the solution. You know, when I woke up to all the problems in this world, when I really woke up to the corruption out there and the destruction out there, it was pretty depressing, man. I didn't know. I felt overwhelmed. You know, I felt like I had no control. And the truth is, we create our own reality. You know, so I had to get out of that dimension. and put myself into more of a solution positivity dimension. And it's been huge for me ever since I made that shift. And I would encourage you to do the same. Like, just doors open and you just feel better. And you smile more and you're happier. I've lived quite a few years this way on the solution side. And it's better, man. The problems are still out there, clearly. And I'm really passionate about fixing a lot of them. But let's live in the solution. So instead of, like, you know, getting pissed, oh my God, it's this government's fault, it's these politicians' fault, it's these corporations' fault, it's this group of people's fault, that whole group of people, it's their fault. Let's switch that to, oh my God, look at all these opportunities. I'm so grateful for these amazing opportunities. Oh my God, look at these amazing things that are going on. Look what this person's doing, dedicating their life to doing this. They've had such an amazing impact. That inspires me. Making that shift to the solution positivity world has been huge for me. So let's try to get that going. Number five, bring the good vibes. That one's self-explanatory. Bring the good vibrations. The more we live in, you know, kindness and gratitude, the more, you know, it comes back to you in spades. I really believe that. I've seen that to be true in my life. So, yeah, really, really want to get these principles out to you guys. Plan daily, support sustainable systems, school yourself, be solution-oriented, bring the good vibes. And again, I would definitely encourage you guys to incorporate these into your life. So, if you have listened this far, thank you. Really appreciate you guys kind of joining us on this journey. And I'm with you. You know, I'm doing this also to help myself step up and raise my own standard and see how I can better live sustainably and more abundant. I really want to get there. So I think by maybe creating this platform, we could both get to a better plane of existence. So really excited about this. I'm excited to bring experts on and, and help you guys, create models as well. So you could see how it's done, so we could mimic them at home. So really excited. I'm going to see you guys on episode number 2. I'm going to go get out on the farm and plant some. And thank you guys for joining us. Let's create abundance together.